This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1366. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded July 10th, Brother Stair loses court case. Reactivations from Mexico, Somaliland, Vanuatu. Ascension going wind power. More blogs from Holland. Shortwave from Italy closing. Japan starts wind of hometown. And the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. Jeff White tells me there is a new Cuban exile program on WRMI. It's called La Voz de la Demajagua, D-E-M-A-J-A-G-U-A. That name appears to derive from an historic old sugar mill, which is now in Granma province. It's also the name of the Communist Party newspaper there, but I'm sure the exiles are referring to the sugar mill rather than the newspaper. Anyhow, the new show is on Sundays at 22:30 to 23 UT on 9955, also webcast. This came to our attention because that displaces one of the broadcasts of our Spanish DX program, Mundo Radial, which moves to UT Mondays at 0500, followed by another displaced program, World Cricket Today. Mike Bearcliff of the World DX Club in England found a newspaper story, more than 2 months old, which apparently we had all overlooked, another development in the Brother Stair case. This comes from the website which keeps track of Brother Stair, www.rickross.com, R-I-C-K-R-O-S-S. It's Overcomer Ministries misled its flock, says Colleton County Jury, dated April 27th from the Press and Standard in South Carolina. A jury has found that Minister Ralph G. Stair and his Overcomer Ministries misled 11 former members concerning how their donations were to be used. If a planned appeal fails, the verdict will cost Stair $731,679.64. Roughly, that's one-third actual damages and two-thirds punitive damages. Stair says, however, every single one of them is a liar. The former members alleged that they donated their money because they were told that it would only be used to fund Stair's internationally popular evangelical shortwave radio program. After leaving the church, the former members say they realized the money had been directed to other purposes and filed suit in 2002. Stair's lawyer argued that the trial was about religious freedom, particularly the right of churches to govern themselves. Well, that was over 2 months ago, so by now there may have been further developments. Don't know if the appeal has gone through yet, but we can expect not to hear about it on Brother Stair's own broadcasts if we can stand to listen to them. Don't you believe the transmission schedule for KJES in New Mexico you'll find in most reference works, even in the FCC's official schedule of private U.S. shortwave stations for the current season? KJES actually moves all its broadcasts one UT hour earlier during the summer as they stay on local time. However, since the FCC schedule does not even show this, it could be they're not authorized to do that, but don't understand the difference. In any event, the actual schedule is 13 to 16 UT on 11715, 18 to 20 on 15385, and 01 to 0230 on 7555. Some hours are in Spanish, some are in English. This came to our attention because Jose Miguel Romero in Spain was surprised to hear Spanish before 2000 UT on 15385, and he says they were still announcing it as starting at 20 until 21 UT. Furthermore, it appears they come and go. They're not necessarily on the air every day. On July 8th, I was hearing telltale signs again of XEYU, Radio UNAM in Mexico City, on its off-frequency 9599.2 approximately. If you can hear a carrier there, better yet, if you can hear some classical music, you can be pretty sure that's what it is. And shortly afterwards, Julian Santiago Diaz de Monilla in the DF confirms that they had resumed broadcasting on July 7th. He says the signal even here in Mexico City is quite weak. I found it was quite a bit better at 0130 UT than at 1330, more or less. There's another station near Mexico City, Julian Santiago tells us about, XEUACH, Radio Chapingo, at the Autonomous University of Chapingo on medium wave 1610. It's a university station at Texcoco, Mexico State. Supposed to be 250 watts, but he says lately they've been putting in a stronger signal than before, so there's been some improvement, although we don't know how much power they're actually using. It seems they've been on the air for 5 or 6 years, but very rarely reported by DXers, and originally they were only 30 watts. In fact, I circulated an inquiry on various DX lists. Has anyone ever DX'd XEUACH on 1610? And I did get one reply from Mike Bew in Austin, Texas. He says, I logged it way back in early 2001 when they were on 1609.4 kHz, a format similar to U.S. college stations with esoteric rock programming in the evenings. Typical sign-off around 0200 UT with a rocking version of the Mexican national anthem. And the last time I heard them, he says, was in February 2002. I found a website for the station, not much info, but it did have a program schedule dated last December, which showed they were not on the air at all in the morning, signing on at local noon and off at 8 p.m. So that would now be from 17 to 01 UT. In the condition list, Alfredo Cañote in Peru reports from Venezuela, elnacional.com says that RCTV is going on DirecTV satellite channel 103. That's the station Chavez closed down, so it's no longer visible on the air. I suppose, but I'm not sure, that channel number is from a different lineup in their Latin American service than in North America. At least over here, 103 is reserved for faith-based programming in English. Following up, last week's mystery about that beacon putting harmonics way up into the ham shortwave bands with a call sign PUN, Papa Uniform November. Fundamental presumed to be 1752 kilohertz. Well, it has been located. In fact, it already had been, but we were unable to find the information just yet. It's at Puna Island, which is near Guayaquil, Ecuador. HP1AC in Panama had been tracking it down, and so had Hugh Stegman. It's at an airstrip called Pista Las Peñas. Some of the frequencies where it's actually been monitored are 14.015, and John in Florida heard it on 5256.8. And as I mentioned, they do include a voice ID, unlike a lot of beacons, in which they apparently are actually saying, Pista Las Peñas. There have been more reports of the new Bolivian on 60 meters, Radio Universitaria in Cobija, including this one, from Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia on the Condish list. On UT July 1st, heard them from 0230 until sign-off at 0300. At closing, they play the anthem of the Pando Amazonian University, where they're located. And he says there's strong radio teletype interference. Chris Greenway in the British DX Club has been looking through the BBC World Service annual review for last year, I guess, but just published on their website. Among the interesting snippets is that Ascension Island's shortwave relay station is being converted to run on wind power, which will save 500,000 pounds a year. Mark Savage says Ascension must be a very windy place. I wonder if they have any backup just in case the island is ever becalmed. I said it's hard to believe wind could generate the many megawatts constantly needed, but it would sure beat shipping in all that diesel to this very remote location. Chris Greenway replies, indeed, the wind turbines, assuming each one can produce at least 1 megawatt as is standard, would be capable of powering the 6 250-kilowatt senders on Ascension, even if each of them requires a full megawatt, allowing for inefficiency and ancillary equipment and so forth. A modest-sized wind farm could easily power the whole station and have power to spare for other users on the island. There is a mention that they would also upgrade the station's fuel tanks so they'll still have generators on standby. Medium-wave DXers are impatient for the new The medium wave station in Benin to start up on 1566 kilohertz. It was originally expected in August, but now information apparently from the operator itself, Transworld Radio, is that there's been a delay until October, according to Steve Witt in the medium wave circle. Mikhail Timofeyev, who does the verifications for St. Petersburg, Russia, went on a de-expedition near there and filed quite a report. All the frequencies measured to two decimal places with the Drake R8. In Hardcore DX, one of those items is Radio Nacional Angola, measured on 7216.77, July 4th at 1856 to 1927 in vernacular, also at 2042 in French, and again heard in the morning July 5th at 0312. None of these times was it in parallel with the more often reported Angolan frequency, 4949.96. BBC Monitoring quotes the Somaliland independent daily newspaper Hatuf on July 4th, Somaliland's pro-opposition Horyal Radio back on the air. It had been off for about a year but resumed its work on that day. It was also available via satellite. However, they don't actually mention the shortwave frequency, if that's what they're referring to. And the Senate Media Network checked their website and quickly found the shortwave frequency mentioned there, 11830 at 1730 to 18 UT. However, that quickly disappeared, so now we're at a loss as to whether they're actually back on shortwave, and if so, on what frequency. In any event, Jose Miguel Romero in Spain checked for them on 11830 and could not hear them. Following our previous report, people have been trying to monitor the reported new broadcast of the Ethiopian Orthodox Church in Exile, Mondays only at 16 to 17 on 15260 via Russia. Dave Koenig in England says he missed checking it on July 2nd, but there is an audio file on their website, which is www.eothcholysynod.org. Also checking the same date was Björn Fransson in Sweden, who was not hearing anything during the first half hour, but something was there after 16:30. However, in Japan Premium, Koji Hashimoto reported on July 2nd he was hearing them starting at 1600 on 15260. Then on July 9th, Patrick Rubich in Austria checked them out, signing on at 1559 and off at 1700. First half of the program sounded like a sermon, the second half a male voice with background music. They announced at 1655 a postal address in California. At the same time, on the same frequency but different days of the week, Koji Hashimoto in Japan Premium reports hearing some other clandestines. On Sunday, July 1st, it was Andinet Le Democracy, and on Tuesday, July 3rd, Radio Freedom, or Horio in Somali. There is what appears to be an Egyptian espionage station on 9450. However, it doesn't seem to broadcast numbers, but instead the music of the great singer of the past, Kaltum. Tarek Zidane has monitored it before, and I looked it up. There is an item about it in the Enigma 2000 newsletter, number 41. In which it's revealed there is another frequency where they've been heard, 6140, but that one is hiding under transmissions from Italy. 15550 is a rather new frequency for the Voice of Africa from the Great Jamahiriya, Libya. I ran across one of their brief English newscasts ending at 1206 UT on July 4th, so it probably started around 1200. On July 10th, Moises Knoke in Uruguay says, has anyone heard Saut al-Amal recently? That's the clandestine against the Libyan Jamahiriya. It used to be received well, he says, but I haven't heard them for weeks. That's also one that varies in the 17600s. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain, who monitors that often, says he hasn't heard them for several days, but he is still hearing the Afropop music jammer, which is usually on 17660. We are referring to the UT period 1200 to 1400. We're in the midst of World of Radio 1366. Our thanks this week, or this season, for financial support go to Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina, who, at the winter and summer solstices, sends a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, Enid, Oklahoma, 73702. You may also contribute via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. More details and much more information at our website, worldofradio.org. Roger Tidy in England represents a program we had overlooked, not surprisingly. He calls it Intelligent Radio on an Unintelligent Channel. It's on the Talk Sport Network, which he says is otherwise very downmarket and bigoted. But every Friday and Saturday evening for 3 hours, starting at 2100 UT, nationally in the UK on 1089 and 1053 kilohertz, and on the web at www.talksport.net, is a show hosted by George Galloway, a well-known MP in Britain, a major thorn in the side of both the British and U.S. governments for his outspoken and impeccably argued denunciation of the war in Iraq. Roger says he is also probably the finest living orator in the English language, as well as a brilliant and spellbinding broadcaster. At Media Network, Andy Sennett notifies us that Rob Green is back with his blog as expected. You may remember his commentaries on Radio Netherlands, from which he retired recently, but now you can read what he has to say on his blog. It is, however, no longer connected with Radio Netherlands. It's insite2out.wordpress.com. There's also a new blog which is connected with Radio Netherlands. It's the 60th anniversary debate series, Who Can We Trust? You'll find that at blogs.rnw.nl/rnw60debates. The demise of Radio Budapest has led to some changes of necessity on the World Radio Network schedule. However, not exactly what you would expect. There have been some other changes, apparently not directly connected with Radio Budapest leaving. And as of July 10th, the corrected schedule was not yet visible on their website. However, here's an observation from John Filiozzi in New York as of July 7th. Radio Prague had been appearing at 14 UT, and it's still on the schedule. This is speaking of the North American service, but instead he was hearing Radio France International, an hour-long broadcast, which also bumps Radio Sweden at 14:30. A direct relay of the 1400 UT RFI broadcast to Africa and South Asia. Meanwhile, a half hour, which had been Radio Budapest at 20:30 UT, has been replaced by KBS World Radio. On July 6th, Craig Christ in Virginia received the official farewell from Radio Budapest. The president of Hungarian Radio sent this message to our radio listener friend. In order to manage its work more cost-effectively, the Hungarian Radio has changed its program structure during the last months. Most of the programs of the public service radio have been changed. To our deepest sorrow, we had to realize that we can no longer finance foreign language broadcasting, despite the loyalty and interest of our audience towards the foreign language programs of the Hungarian radio. We are aware of the fact that our decision is painful to many people. It was not easy to come to this conclusion, as Radio Budapest broadcast news about Hungary and served many of you through many years. Thank you for your continuous and honorable attention. We hope that our programs were worth your interest. In hoping for your kind understanding, yours sincerely, Gyergyi Szuk, President of Hungarian Radio. Kai Ludwig forwards and translates news from the German publication Radio Woche, Radio Week, that Slovenský rozhlas, Slovak Radio, plans to stop its medium-wave transmissions because they are too expensive. Although still unresolved is what to do with Radio Patria, the minority language service distributed among the remaining medium-wave outlets. It may wind up as a program on the remaining SRO networks. In the medium-wave circle, Guigo Schotmans in Belgium says, where is Slovenia? Does anyone know what's happened to their 918 kilohertz transmitter? Every time I pass the frequency, I'm hearing instead Radio Intercontinental in Madrid. Max van Arnhem in the Netherlands agrees, and he also hears something in Arabic. But then Stefano Valianti in Italy says, Slovenia is still on 918, but with low power. Here in Bologna, daytime reception is fair. From Christian Gibodo in Nice, partly via the Pladiex group and partly direct to us, news about the medium wave transmitters in Monaco. On June 29th, he reported that last week the Ministry of State in Monaco, which is the most important one, below the prince himself, announced the creation of a national radio station called Radio Monaco before the end of this year. Normally, in September, there would be more details about agreements with the CSA. The station will be audible throughout the Côte d'Azur. More news to follow. Well, we see that item does not actually mention a frequency, so we're not sure what it refers to. But the next item is about 1467 kilohertz. He told me Col de la Madone, the transmitter site on that frequency, is back on the air. Heard at 1630 UT, probably with 40 kilowatts, relaying RMC Info, the local program, the same one as on Longwave 216, but with some local commercials. And then another report from him via Daria Monferini Pladiex on July 2nd says, on 1467, RMC is no longer on the air, but I received email from Zone 80, the station in Belgium. They tested, you may recall, last May on that frequency. A local program will be back on the air from Col de la Madone in a few days around July 15th. He did not mention the frequency here, but surely it will be either 1467 or 702 kilohertz. Rumors in the press are appearing again that Rai in Italy will be closing down its shortwave service perhaps before the end of July, but no one seems to confirm this officially. Andrea Borgnino in Italy, who I believe works for Rai, posted an item about this in the Shortwave Yahoo group. The bottom line is apparently that shortwave broadcasts, especially those to Eastern Europe, are to be abolished as a relic of the Cold War. And there have been other reports about this. Pedro Sedano in Madrid had news from Italy indicating that has decided to put its resources into international television broadcasts instead of shortwave. In Australian DX News, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports that the Macedonian station in Greece, 9935, did not have any news in English, as had been reported earlier, weekdays at 1156 UT. At least on June 20th and 22nd, they were instead relaying Deutsche Welle in Greek. Following up last week's item about Armenia making it difficult for Radio Liberty to broadcast in that country via KimAndrewElliott.com, a press report from RFERL itself, July 3rd, says the Armenian parliament failed to pass a bill that would have placed severe restrictions on foreign broadcast media. It would have banned foreign broadcasts on Armenian public TV and radio and heavily taxed their retransmission on private stations. However, it was a very close vote, and more about this is expected. In Haaretz, Daniel Gavron writes, as a former staff member of the English News Department at Israel Radio, I am not in the least surprised at recent reports that the English language radio and TV news operations might be closed down. Nobody outside our department has ever been in the least bit interested in this very important operation on behalf of the State of Israel. Cabinet ministers, Knesset members, public figures, and senior executives of the IBA itself were all equally indifferent. The same politicians and public figures who sniveled and whined about the lack of effective Israeli public relations were willfully ignorant of our highly competent operation. In Shortwave Bulletin, Christer Brunström in Sweden has been monitoring the Holy Tibet program in English on 7385. On June 24th, he heard it ending at 1705 UT, and on July 3rd, it was starting at 1635. So the program time has shifted slightly. Dave Vitek in South Australia reports in the Harmonics Yahoo group that PBS Yunnan on 6937, also known as the Voice of Traffic, heard putting out spurs every 8 kilohertz between 6905 and 6969 kilohertz, June 29th at 1355. On July 4th, I monitored the Open Radio for North Korea broadcast via Hawaii on 9930. I tuned in at 1127 and it was in English. A woman was reading some news items, and they were immediately followed by Korean. This was not a voiceover, but each item was given entirely in each language. But I soon realized it was old news. They were talking about the World Series of Poker 2005, and then about Mariah Carey's comeback, which was in April 2005. So they're passing off two-year-old stuff as news. Well, they are a bit behind in North Korea. As planned, on July 9th, the Japanese government began its own broadcast to North Korea about the abduction issue, not to be confused with Shiokaze, which had been operating for some time on behalf of a private organization on the same subject. There have been a number of press reports about this, all mentioning that the time and frequency of the broadcasts were being kept secret, hoping to avoid jamming. But they weren't secret from us. They are at 16 to 1630 UT on 9780 in Japanese, and at 17 to 1730 on 9820 in Korean. Jari Savolainen in Finland found there was interference on 9780 from Yemen and Iran. By the way, the name of the broadcast translates roughly as Wind of Hometown. There had been a big controversy in Japan over whether KDDI facilities at Yamata would be available for this instead of just NHK, and I thought this had been approved, but there are indications these broadcasts are not coming from Japan itself. In fact, one press report says they're coming from some other country. Most likely, it is Taiwan, where a number of other clandestine transmissions to North Korea emanate. The Nagoya DX Circle in Japan has been monitoring this closely, and Seichi Hasegawa reported on July 10th that a Radio Australia program was transmitted by mistake at the end of the Furusato no Kaze program. So this does point to Taiwan as well, where Radio Australia is also relayed. In BCDX, Gordon Brown reports Vanuatu heard back on 3945 at 1010 UT with news in English, had been missing for some months. Could be a new transmitter from New Zealand of 10 kilowatts. Also reported from Brazil by Lucio Otavio Bobrovich on 3945 at 0859. But I think it's not exactly a certain ID. Beware of Radio Nikkei Japan's second program, also on 3945, but it supposedly closes weekdays at 0730, Saturday 0930, and Sundays 0900. This report from Brazil, however, was on a Friday when Japan should have been off by 0900. A couple of reports of Wantok Radio Light Papua New Guinea on its new frequency 7325 at times when there was not interference. In New Zealand DX Times, Brian Clark reports hearing it June 1st at 0622 and again loud and clear at 1816. In Japan Premium, Koji Hashimoto heard IDs in English at 0856 and 0858 June 14th. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued July 10th. ANK and Aziz peaking at 15 and 4, July 11th, 19th, and 31st. Down to 5 and 2, July 13th and 14th, 21st to 25th, 27th to 30th. Solar flux peaking at 85, July 13th to 15th, and down to 70 from July 23rd. That's World of Radio, 1366. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.